Unit 13. Listening. Part 2. You'll hear a sports trainer called Bradley Robbins talking to a group of sports science students about his job with a professional basketball team. For questions 1 to 8, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
Hello, I'm going to give you some insight into what's actually involved in my job as a basketball trainer. What I enjoy most is seeing an athlete perform at a high level, knowing that I helped them get there. There are numerous challenges, of course, but most of the time things go smoothly, unless there's a breakdown in communication. Everything goes wrong then, from training programs right down to players' concentration, if the coaches, management, players and medical staff aren't on the same track. I was lucky enough to study sports science at college, like you, and most of what we did is still relevant, but there have been massive developments in the psychology of sport in areas such as the motivation for athletes to succeed. What is constant, though, is the human body. I'm grateful for all the hours we spent in those classes, as I use my depth of knowledge every day, much more than practical skills. A large part of my job is obviously assessing injuries, and interestingly, although back problems put players out of the sport for greater lengths of time, it's damage to ankles which dominates. Longer term, some players have problems with their knees, and that can end their career altogether. We have to assess new trends in sports training to see if they're really going to benefit our players. A lot of companies knock on our door with the latest equipment and training programs to improve players' strength, but I find they're not worth the money and it's more effective to concentrate on injury prevention and general health. That's what has the most impact on results. The daily exercise schedule I use with the team hasn't changed much over the years. Strangely enough, it's the simplest exercises which aim to help players balance that are the most beneficial to their game. Around those, we also do lots of practice on technique, of course, and individual skills. After a big series of matches, I keep an eye on the players as it's easier for them to switch off and get into bad habits. They'll be exhausted and they need some time to sleep and rest. I make sure I suggest a nutrition program to help them restore the energy they've lost. Every sports trainer implements a team's fitness program in a different way. But what I have learned is that in order to get the best out of the players, I have to understand their personalities and which method is going to best suit each one. Once I have the right methods for each one, their fitness levels will improve much faster and they will develop the skills they need. Of all the things I've talked about, having a flexible approach, a constant awareness of what's going on in the team and specialised knowledge, we shouldn't ignore a sense of humour. Without that, none of the rest will work. It's a very challenging job and things go wrong all the time, so you won't get far without it. Thank you very much for listening.